Borough Talks is the Borough Market podcast with me, Julia Crouch. Join us as we sit down with the chefs and traders influencing how we eat today, exploring the ideas, traditions, and passions that shape our food culture. Follow on Spotify and join us for conversations worth savouring.
Are you over 40 and you feel like your body has suddenly stopped responding to workouts, to diets, to supplements, even motivation? This episode might explain why. It's not your willpower, it's your wiring. Peggy Moore is back. She's a functional medicine practitioner and founder of Moore Health and Wellness. And she is now integrating DNA-based personalized wellness to help women finally stop guessing and to start working with their biology instead of against it. So stay tuned. This episode is going to be so powerful. We're going to be explaining such in-depth things, and maybe you're going to understand why your current regime is not working. Peggy, it's so great to have you back. I'm a woman over 40. I have recently noticed that some of the things that used to work are not working anymore. Man, why does that happen?
That I'm over 40 myself, and I totally get it. And I think, first off, the most important thing, because I feel like so many women have been gaslit or ignored or pushed off by conventional medicine when they go in and they talk about their different symptoms. And I remember telling a doctor once that I just feel teeny all over. I feel like jittery. And she basically was like, well, that's just you. And I'm like, well, that doesn't help. This is why I can't sleep. But so I think the most important thing is for women to realize that they're not imagining it and that their bodies aren't broken. After 40, excuse me, estrogen fluctuates, cortisol, our stress hormone, hits differently, our sleep changes, muscle mass slowly declines, and our insulin sensitivity shifts. So, like you said, the strategies that worked when we were 20 and 30, they don't work as well when we're 45. Or 55. And it's not a motivation issue, it's physiology. And what I've learned in functional medicine is that midlife is when your body stops tolerating all the guesswork and it really demands some personalization. And that's where DNA testing becomes very helpful, because it shows us exactly how our body processes stress, how our body processes carbs, how our body processes fat, inflammation tendencies, and how our body detoxes. So your sister, your friend, the influencer, whoever is saying, oh, this worked for me and it works great, might not work for you. And DNA testing allows us to determine what specifically works for you.
Yeah, that is so important, because every body is so different. Like, as a woman, there could be 50 of us standing in a row, and something that works for one of us may not work for any of the other 49, you know, so maybe some, it'll work for two people. There's so much generalization in the wellness industry, and there's so many so-called experts out there now that are pushing these one-size-fits-all products that aren't working, and they could actually be causing you harm if you don't do the proper research, right? For me, I'm super scared of needles. I've been putting off blood work for quite a long time, and it's embarrassing almost because it's so silly. It could really be impactful. But how do you collect the DNA? Like, how does the DNA testing work?
So this is a great question, especially since you're scared. You said you were scared of needles. DNA testing is done with a saliva test, actually.
Beautiful.
So yeah, the test comes straight to your home. You do the saliva test, you follow the instructions, and then you send it off to be tested. And it gives us this like 18-page document of all these different things. It's able to excuse me, help us show how efficiently you metabolize caffeine. For those of us over 40, most of us have lived off of caffeine our entire life. I know I have. And so how well does my body metabolize that? Like, is it really working for me now? Is there something that might work better? Or is it actually fighting against me? How sensitive we are to stress hormones, whether our estrogen clears efficiently, how well we convert certain nutrients, and then our carb tolerance pattern. I use music as a metaphor in my business for the body. And I look at DNA as your sheet music. It is your choreography. And our lifestyle is the orchestra. And if we don't know the sheet music, then we're just guessing at the tempo. DNA does not determine your destiny. It is not a, this is absolutely what is going to happen, but it informs you and lets you know a strategy and helps you know your tendencies so that you can make better decisions and so that you're not guessing.
Does it also include like different types of workouts? Like I know that some women thrive on keto or intense like HIIT workouts, while other people, they don't respond so well. Like, is that a thing?
I think this is very important to understand. Some women metabolize carbohydrates better. Some women maybe metabolize fat better. So you want to work with your body. And if you don't metabolize carbs well, then that low keto diet may work for you. But if your body is fueled more on carbs, then when you try to do keto, it actually fights against your body and your body responds by being stressed, which increases your cortisol. And actually literature has come out. It's super interesting that especially in women over 40, a lot of times those cortisol responses, how your body responds to stress, actually affects that weight gain more than what you're eating. So if you're stressing out your body, I don't want to say it doesn't matter what you eat, but you could be on the strictest, best diet doing those high intensity workouts, and it's actually doing more harm than good. The DNA testing also helps us understand workouts. Like you said, does your body tolerate those high intensity workouts? Some women can do HIIT or really high intensity workouts and feel great and feel energized. And other women just feel tired and exhausted afterwards. And so knowing what works for your body, we don't want to stress your body out so much that it can't work properly. And you end up feeling bloated. You end up feeling wired when you should feel tired. We want to be able to create some consistency and understand how to work with that body. Instead of, I see so many women are like, I'm on keto and I'm doing high intensity workouts and I'm doing this, but I just feel exhausted all the time. Well, that's actually triggering your stress, your cortisol and your stress hormones, and it's kind of working against you. So we may need to do some shifts. And instead of blaming yourself, which is what we all do, we blame ourselves. I should have worked harder. I should be stricter. Let's learn how we're wired and work with our bodies instead of against it. And that's powerful.
Yeah. One thing that I noticed really obvious, I'm going to be 42 this year, and I used to fast, and not because I didn't want to eat or lose weight. It was more because it made me feel better. But now I find when I wake up in the morning, I feel stressed. Like my body is, my anxiety level is a lot higher, and it's like my body wants to move. If I have like eggs and an avocado or some kind of oil, avocado oil, or what is the word I'm looking for? Coconut oil. Sorry. I find that it helps my body relax so quickly. Whereas the days where I don't feed my body proper nutrients, I still am in that high stress mode. And so now my body needs fat and protein within at least half an hour of waking. Otherwise, I stay in that high stress level. And I didn't know what that was because when these things change, they can change overnight, it feels like. And then all of a sudden you have to pivot and it's like, what's happening to my body? And then to layer on the week-to-week hormone shifts, it can be really confusing if you don't understand what your body's doing.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that you know your body well enough to recognize that. Fasting is one of the things I talk about with my clients, because absolutely, especially as we get older, our body doesn't tolerate that intermittent fasting as well. I do believe in fasting, for 24 or 36 hours, maybe once a quarter or once every few months, because it helps to clean out the cells, reset your gut. It's kind of a resetting process. However, the fasting every day, the intermittent fasting for women that are over 45 is not as beneficial for them. They need that, you need that protein, a little bit of fat in the morning to kind of help your body calm down, like you said, and get set for the day. One of the big things, also, I think that a lot of us were taught at our age is that eating every couple hours. And for women over 45, especially where hormones are shifting, where insulin sensitivity is increasing, it's important to allow our bodies the time, and it does need a little more time to process our food. So having that breakfast within 1 hour of waking is a good idea. Having that complete meal, and then giving your body 3 to 4 hours for the next meal, and then 3 to 4 hours for the next meal allows your body the time to process that glucose, process those nutrients before you're hitting it with more. I talk to so many women who are like, oh, I don't eat a meal, I just graze all day. And that really starts to wreak havoc with your glucose and your insulin when you get older. And it doesn't give your body that appropriate time to really absorb those nutrients and give your body the energy that you need. And once I see women and I talk to them and we start this meal plan where we eat and then we give ourselves a few hours, they feel better, they have more energy in the afternoon, and then they also don't have that spike where they wake up in the middle of the night.
Right. Yeah. So what does DNA testing, does it replace some lifestyle work or does it refine it? Like, tell us a little bit more. And for someone who has tried everything, like diet, supplements, fasting, how can understanding their DNA change the game for them?
Oh, this is a great question too. So, like I said, DNA is like your choreography, and how you express that is your lifestyle. So, DNA testing is not going to replace lifestyle changes, but it helps you to sync it better. DNA testing is not diagnostic, it does not diagnose illness or disease. It just shows your body's tendencies and gives you that framework so that you can make better decisions on how to better decisions on nutrition, what your body needs, better decisions on those carbohydrates or fat, what does your body process better, better decisions about exercise, how is your body responding to stress, how does your body detox? I think this is a really important thing, and I just learned about this recently, and I think it's fascinating. So learning how your body detoxes, especially those hormones. So we know after 40, your estrogen and your progesterone start to fluctuate. Well, your liver actually detoxes things in a couple different ways. And if your liver is not detoxing properly, which is a little tired after 40. And so we really have to look at that. But if it is not detoxing properly, it basically will just recycle the estrogen. So you're getting estrogen recycled and recycled and recycled. And if that is happening, it leaves women feeling bloated, it leaves them feeling irritated, and it leaves them feeling with that tingy feeling. So that feeling that I was having, that being edgy all the time and feeling like irritated and like my husband could never breathe appropriately, like everything was just getting to me, was actually my detox pathways were not working appropriately. And so I had to do some things to make those better, to heal my body a little more and to work with that so that my estrogen was able to clear and I was able to feel better, feel calmer. My progesterone levels, which is your calming hormone, were able to balance out. And now I'm able to feel calmer. I sleep so much better, and I don't have that constant tingling feeling.
So just tell us a little bit about what you did in order to help your hormones, because I hear women every day say that they are just like anxious all the time. So what are some things that were helpful to you?
Well, I think the biggest thing is really looking. I really did look at my gut. I looked at what was going on with my gut. So I did do some gut testing. My gut microbiome was off. And if your gut microbiome is off, then your body can't absorb nutrients. Your body can't detox properly. So I did some changes to my diet. I started drinking water in the morning instead of reaching for caffeine first thing, which is my love. I love my caffeine in the morning, but just getting some hydration in there before that. I cut down my caffeine a little bit, not a lot. It's still something that I love, and I want to have things that I love in my life. But getting more hydration to hydrate, cleaning up my diet a little bit, really looking at those processed foods. So I know we all love our sweets and our Twinkies and our Doritos and our chips or whatever is your, vice. And I'm not saying you can never have those, but recognizing how much crap, I guess, is in there and how that kind of blocks up your detox system. So if we're putting all these forms, if you look at the back of a package and you can't read half the things that are on it, but you're putting that in your body can't read half the things that are on it either. And so your body doesn't know what to do with it. So it starts to clog up that detox system and you're not able to detox things appropriately. And so it builds up and you start to feel bad. So I took several months to really clean up what I was putting in my body, really hydrating my body. I had to really work also on my stress. So I was doing those HIIT workouts and pushing myself and blaming myself. And that was creating a lot of stress in my head, which I'm telling you, what you tell your head affects your body. So it was telling my body we're stressed, and that was causing a lot of issues. So I had to learn a few things, hydration being a big one, cleaning up my diet and my gut, really healing my gut. I took several months of really healing my gut, giving it only nourishing, plant-based, really good foods, clean grass-fed meats for protein, and then really working on doing strength workouts, but ones that weren't stressing me out. I was doing CrossFit. I love CrossFit, but it really stressed me out. You got to do 500 of this and 600 of that and eight of that, and you got to do 10 rounds, and you got a little whiteboard to mark it all down. And I didn't really recognize how, at my age, that was really stressing me out. And so I believe that strength training is super important for women, especially over 40, because we want to have stamina for a long time. But we can do that in a way that is not stressful and putting so much pressure on ourselves. So So those are just a few things. Let me recap. So hydration, really cleaning up your gut process and your diet, learning how to manage stress. So really working on the breathing, working on how to say no, have boundaries, and decreasing that stress. And I will tell you, once you do those things, I have worked with so many women, myself included, that it's just a nicer way to live. I feel so much better. I'm able to sleep so much better. I'm not having that bloating all the time. I don't have that anxious feeling all the time. So just working with someone to help you recognize what your body needs, and then working with that, figuring that out, and working with your body instead of against your body can make life so much better.
Yeah, and like I really think the foundational pieces are the key, the what we're feeding our bodies, what we're putting in our bodies, and to layer on top of what we're telling ourselves, our like limiting beliefs, the things that we say to ourselves in our subconscious, we might not even recognize. I was doing some healing work over the summer and last summer. And I did an experiment with plants where I tried to grow two plants independently. And each morning I would talk to the plants differently. And so one of the plants I would tell, I'm like, you're so beautiful. Here's some water. And the other one I treated poorly. And no word of a lie, they grew differently. And so your body can feel the energy from those thoughts. It's like energy is powerful. It was an incredible experiment. And it really illustrated so brilliantly what words, thinking, and what we think of ourselves can do to the body. If you tell the body it's unwell, it's going to respond and be unwell. The subconscious mind doesn't know, right? It's we could experience a memory from our 20s and our body can respond the same way, even though we're safe and we're not in that environment. And so it's such a interesting food for thought.
Yes, exactly. So I also have a life coach certification, and I have spent time with women coaching and doing mind work, and wrapping, listening to our thoughts and really talking about what is real and what is just a thought, and how can that we make that thought more beneficial to us? How can we kind of, I have a webinar that I, or a class that I do that's called Changing Your Story. It has a fancier name, but basically we take a story of something that happened to us in our youth, something that we still think about, something that still causes some negative feelings, and we rewrite that story to where we are the hero instead of the victim. And it is such amazing mind work, and so amazing to see women come in with something that has kind of held them back or made them feel less than for so long, to realize their own power in how they were able to overcome that and how it made them stronger. And lots of things happen in our life, and lots of things, negative things happen. But when we can look at it in a light of this is making me stronger, and I'm going to take care of my body, I'm going to take care of me, it's such a different place and it feels so much better. And I absolutely agree. I think it is so important for women to recognize that. And I do feel like, oh, when you're over 40, over 50, you do start to recognize that a little bit more. And sometimes we just need a few tweaks to help us, really step into our power to create those boundaries and to say those words to ourselves. And that's why I think also DNA testing becomes in so beneficial, because it gives you that precise plan. Like I said, I meet with so many women who are beating themselves up saying, I actually have a client that I worked with a couple days ago. I was talking to her, and she's like, I have spent my whole life, my whole life saying, you have to do this. If you don't do this, you're not going to get better. I literally can't change my mind to be nice to myself. She was like, I don't, it doesn't work for me. And I'm like, could we just try it? Could we just try it? Because I did the same thing for years. I beat myself up for years. I think we all have times when we beat ourselves up and we say, you can just do better. You can do better. You can just work harder. But really, when you take a breath and you step back, it feels so much better. And I feel like I'm more productive now than when I was younger because I allow myself that grace.
It took me probably years, like I would say at least 2 years of continuous catching the negative thoughts and reframing. Continuous, like I'm talking every single day, waking up and telling myself things that were positive until I believed them. But it felt really strange for the first, I don't know, even 6 months, I would say. It was like I was saying them, but my body didn't believe it. And eventually my body started to believe it, and I would wake up and the negative thoughts would be gone and it was positive thoughts. I even started leaving little notes everywhere. I write myself notes in my mirror in the bathroom after I have a shower, just to have those little reminders of positivity everywhere, because it isn't a one-stop shop. Like you really have to work on this stuff. It's just like going to the gym. The synapses in the brain have to reform and make new pathways, and creating new neural pathways is it's going to take work and repetition, just like you lift weights. I really want people to understand that, like, even though we can't see the things that we're doing, these reps count. When we move the needle a millimeter every single day, that adds up over time. Just like when you go to the gym, if you don't lift weights, you're not going to gain muscle. You have to do the same thing for your body and your mind. It's so important, and it really does help, but it does take persistence, and you need a really good coach to coach you along and keep you motivated.
Yes, absolutely. I feel that that is so important. I have a coach. I love her. And often, it's funny because I'll think I'm doing good and I'll tell her and she'll be like, now let's think about this. Is this really serving you? Is this a thought that is serving you? And sometimes it's not. And sometimes we don't recognize that. So absolutely. I think the most important thing for women to realize is, especially at this time in life, is that our body isn't broken. It's communicating to us. And as we communicate to our bodies, it communicates back to us. And instead of looking at these symptoms as things we want to suppress or we want to get rid of, let's ask, what is our body telling us? What are our genetic tendencies? What is the blueprint of our life, and how can we work with that? I love how you talked about your body in the morning, how you recognize that you needed to eat in order for your body to feel calm. And I think that's very intuitive. A lot of us would listen and say, oh, I don't have enough willpower. I just need to suck it up and I just need to keep going. And that might work in your 20s. It might work in your 20s and 30s when your body is a little more resilient. But as you get older and things start to shift, it's not going to work. We really have to learn to listen to those symptoms that our body is showing to us and learn how to work with them so that we can feel better.
Yeah, absolutely. Now I know there's a lot that we covered today and a lot of different aspects of things. If someone out there is listening and they are looking for one or two small steps that they can take towards their personalized wellness today, what would you recommend first?
I would recommend really, journaling, I think, is one of the most powerful tools that we have. And really tracking, I have several clients that we started with this because when I did my health interview, the questions were all over the place. And then when I would dig in deeper, I would find more. And so journaling helps us put that all together. Letting telling yourself how you're feeling, what you're thinking in this journal form helps you to see patterns. And you're able to really recognize, oh, I'm feeling really jittery and really anxious in the morning when I don't eat. But then tomorrow, when I do eat the breakfast and I write it down, oh, I feel calmer, I feel better. You're able to see that in hardcore data. And for us women, we like hard, I like hardcore data. I'll put it like that. I like to, we all want to know like our steps. I walked 10,000 steps today. That's data that makes us feel empowered, right? So journaling is huge, right? I have a client right now who is really struggling with brain fog and nausea. And we have done some testing, but we're still not quite to where what's really going on. We think it's probably a hormone issue, but really, really honing down on that journaling. What exactly, when is that nausea coming? What makes it feel better? What makes it feel worse can help us think about, I have a grandson who has really severe eczema, and it's triggered by different things, eggs being one of them. But it took the mom kind of writing that down to really figure that out and make that connection. So I think the number one thing is journaling, journaling those symptoms, journaling your thoughts, and keeping track of it over time. It does take a little bit of discipline, but oh my gosh, what amazing information you can get from that. And that could be like your own blueprint, if you want, to help you make decisions that help your body to heal and help your body to feel good. If symptoms are your body communicating to you, let's write those symptoms down so that it's actually a two-way conversation between us.
I love that. Tell everyone more about what you do and where they can find you.
Yeah, so I am a functional medicine consultant. I'm a nurse of over 25 years. I'm a life coach, and I help women over 40 feel better, basically. So I help them recognize what's going on in their body with DNA testing. I help them look at their gut health and their metabolism, and what can we do to help them feel energized, to be able to sleep all night, and to be able to feel as good as they did in their 20s and 30s, because they should be able to feel good. My website is More Functional Health and Wellness. I'm on Facebook under More Functional Health and Wellness, and on Instagram. If you ever go to Eventbrite, I usually do monthly webinars there, and they're free, and you can come and I'll teach you. Today I'm doing one actually on personalized medicine and how DNA testing can help you learn more about your blueprint. And this podcast will come out later, but you can always go to my website and my YouTube channel and get the replays there.
Amazing. Amazing. It has been such a pleasure speaking to you. I love our conversations. They're always so empowering. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
So much fun. And to our audience, as we get older, life should be getting easier. So if you're a woman over your four or over 40 and you're struggling with some of the things and maybe other things, there's a whole list of things that we didn't even touch on today. Maybe it's time to look at your DNA. Maybe it's time to call someone like Peggy and really do the work and start digging in so that your quality of life can improve. It's really not fun to be irritated every time your husband breathes, because unfortunately they have to breathe. So stay tuned for more episodes. Until next time, take care, everyone.